Jeep's gotta be in camp by 11. So little Bo Peep has lost her Jeep and don't know where to find it.
It's starring Felix Bunnell, the leader of the Cairo Expeditionary Forces, back from France, where he was for the 75th anniversary commemorations for D-Day. And you met a family from Sammamish who decided to stay a while. By the way, Felix is brought to us by the King County Library System. And this family is going to drive across France in an old Jeep?
Yeah, and I've never seen so many vintage U.S. Army Jeeps in my life. There were probably hundreds over there. And I think they made something like 650,000 during the war, so it's probably no surprise that some of them survived. They were on every stretch of highway, every village. And I wondered where they came from. It seemed like some had French license plates, some were from England. But actually, a bunch of people shipped Jeeps over from the United States, including a couple Cairo listeners, Joe Giamona and his wife Yasmin Nugent. They're part of a convoy of six vintage Jeeps, including five others from Oregon and California. They call themselves Spearhead Six after the symbol for the 3rd Armored Division and because they're six Jeeps. There's about 16 people in this group, including four kids. They're wearing vintage uniforms. The inspiration is their friend Gary Hurwitz, who's also part of the convoy. Gary's late father, Harlan Hurwitz, went with the U.S. Army from Normandy across over to Bastogne back in 1944. We'll get to there a little bit more about their route in a moment. The Jeep that Joe and Yasmin are driving, it's a 1942 Ford Script. Not many people know that Ford also made Jeeps during World War II. It wasn't just Willys, the company that became famous after the war for Jeeps. This Jeep, it's 77 years old. It's all restored. My first question to someone who often drives cars that break down all the time was, you know, have there been any mechanical problems? Joe said the Jeep's running fine, and even if it wasn't, help is always close at hand.
We're traveling with probably Jeep mechanics that rebuild these Jeeps and work on them. So nothing too major at this point. Knock on wood. Nothing major, so we have about another 1,400 miles to go.
Yeah. And that bad audio is because I was sitting in my bohemian rooftop garret not far from the Luxembourg Garden with a very bad recording device. Anyway, so they're driving from Normandy across France, Belgium and Holland, and ultimately to Bremerhaven, Germany, where they'll load their Jeep back onto a ship that'll bring it home to the West Coast. Where I talked to them, they were partway through France, and they'd bumped into people all the time. They were really moved by all the stuff in Normandy last week with the formal celebrations, but at almost every stop along the way, old French people come up to them and thank them as if D-Day had just happened last week, thank them for what the Americans did. One woman said that, you know, if I wouldn't be here today and our town wouldn't be here today if the Americans didn't come and help us. When you liberated us, that's when I got my life back, which is really cool. It's not really a discount vacation when you have to ship your Jeep to France. And I asked Joe how much it costs. He said shipping it took 2.5 weeks, tons of paperwork. He had to create a separate EIN, like a business identity number, for the Jeep because he's considered an exporter-importer by taking it overseas and bringing it. It's very complicated, and it's cost something I think it's close to $4,000. Seemed pricey to me, but then Joe explained, you know, if you tried to rent a car for 3 weeks, you pretty much pay not exactly the same, but then you wouldn't be able to drive it on the beach in Normandy the way they did. So it's like a trip of a lifetime, so pretty cool. There's four kids along for the ride as part of this group, and they all studied a French immersion school. Uh-huh. So the grown-ups don't have to know any French, and they're doing all the translating. I would have loved to have had kids helping me on my trip. All I was able to manage was merci, s'il vous plaît, and café au lait, and that's about as far as I got. So this group, Spearhead Six, they're on the road for another week or so, and Joe and Jasmine have a Facebook page, which if you're on Facebook, it's a public group called Spearhead Six, Roman numeral six. They have pictures and videos. It's just a really cool group. They got about another week on the road till they get over to Bremerhaven and head back to the States.
Historian Felix Bunnell joins us each Wednesday on Seattle's Morning News. All his features are on MyNorthwest.com.